today's contestants. A TV animation marketing executive from West Hollywood, California, Ryan Bradley. An aerospace engineer from Huntsville, Alabama, Honanita Noor. And our returning champion, a clinical representative from Las Vegas, Nevada, Darren Thiracana, whose two-day cash winnings total $21,799. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. I don't know why, but this caught my attention during the introduction. And poor Monanita, you weren't able to take full advantage of the sale of alphabet letters. Darren and Ryan share R-Y-A-N. You only have the N and the A. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right.
What a silly way for me to start the week. Let's go to work. Darren, you get to go first from these categories. Take a look. I hope you like them. Starting off with musical legends. Next, we have to deal with starts and ends with the letter P, each correct response, of course. Then quotable notables. Canadian national stuff, eh? It's our home and our native land. Yeah, Darren, off you go.
Musical legends, 1,000.
This composer and band leader was one of the most popular musicians of the swing era. Darren.
Who's Count Basie?
No. Monanita.
Who is Sousa?
Who?
Who is John Philip Sousa?
No. Who is the great Duke Ellington? Darren, back to you.
Starts and ends with P, 1,000.
The main building block of coral is this tiny organism. Darren.
What is it, a polyp?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Okay, our home, 1,000.
This French phrase, meaning following, is used to describe a bathroom that connects to a bedroom. Darren.
What is ensuite?
Yes.
Musical legends, 800.
This country crossover star's top 40 hits included Rhinestone Cowboy and Wichita Lineman. And that would be Glenn Campbell. Darren.
Canadian stuff, 1,000.
The national anthem, O Canada, was first sung in 1880 here, Canada's only walled city. Ryan.
What is Quebec City?
You got it.
Musical legend, 600.
Bob Hope gave this crooner his big break and his stage name in 1949 when he was performing under the name Joe Barry. Darren.
Who's Bennett?
Tony Bennett, right.
Quotable notables, 1,000.
Answer, Daily Double. And you have a slight lead, $600 more than Ryan. I'd
like to wager $1,600.
Okay, here is the clue. In the 1940s, this British novelist said, the very concept of objective truth is fading out of the world.
Who is Pinter?
No, who is George Orwell. So you dropped to zero. Go again.
Starts and ends with P, 800.
On a Vegas set reality series, Rick Harrison buys, sells, and appraises items of historical value in this kind of establishment. Darren.
What is a pawn shop?
Yes.
Starts and ends with P, 6.
Ogden Nash called this root vegetable an anemic beet. Darren again.
What is a parsnip?
Yeah.
Our home, 800.
We've got an extra sink and plenty of storage between the kitchen and dining room in the pantry named for this worker. Ryan.
What is a butler?
Yes.
Our home, 600.
I'm so glad we got rid of our old countertops and went with this seven-letter type of igneous rock. Monanita.
What is formica?
No. Darren.
What is granite?
Granite, yes.
Starts and ends with P, 400.
At the 2018 Indy 500, Scott Dixon's crew won the challenge named for this break for service. Monanita.
What is a pit stop?
That's it.
Starts and ends with P, 200.
It's a person's style of handwriting. A doctor's is stereotypically poor. Darren.
What is penmanship?
Yes.
Quotables, 800.
This French microbiologist said, chance favors only the prepared mind. Monanita.
Who is Pasteur?
Correct.
Quotable notables, 400.
F. Scott Fitzgerald warned that using this punctuation mark is like laughing at your own joke. Darren.
What is an exclamation mark?
That is right. And that takes you up to 2,600, takes us into our first break. We'll come back to chat with the players right after this. Ryan. Ryan Bradley is from West Hollywood here in Southern California, but when he was a very young boy, you and your family moved to Saudi Arabia. What were the circumstances?
My parents sat my brother and I down and told us that we were moving from Western Michigan to Saudi Arabia, and I thought I was kind of cool with it because I didn't realize I was on the other side of the planet. I thought I was going to be able to hang out with my grandma every weekend still, and so it was quite a shock when I got over there.
Where did you wind up living in Riyadh?
In Dahran.
Dahran. Okay. Good experience for you?
It was great. It was fantastic. Right.
Terrific. Monanita Noor from Huntsville, Alabama, a life support engineer for NASA, which means you do what now?
I work with a bunch of other engineers to help recycle the air and water on this, for example, the space station or anywhere that humans live in space.
Well, good luck with your work.
Thanks.
Darren Firicano is our champion. He's from Las Vegas. He's a clinical representative who has a competition that goes on with his friends involving what? A crossword
app? Yeah, we're kind of addicted to the New York Times crossword app. Mm-hmm. So me and a couple friends of ours, we're in this online chat, and we play the mini versions, which is typically like 10 clues, and we see who can do them the fastest. And we're talking like, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
10 seconds?
So that's, yeah, I think the record is 8.
Mine is 9 hours. You're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection, and we will continue this first round of play.
Musical Legends, 400.
On September 25th, 1970, she recorded Me and Bobby McGee. On October 4th, she died. Ryan.
Who is Joplin?
Janis Joplin, correct.
Canadian National Stuff, 200.
If you're having trouble remembering these two national colors of Canada, think of the flag. Ryan.
What is red and white?
Good.
Canadian National Stuff, 400.
Canada's motto is Amare Usque Ad Mare, translated as from this to this. Darren.
What is sea?
Sea to sea, yes.
Musical Legends, 200.
Mexican-born guitar legend, seen here. Ryan.
Who is Santana?
Carlos Santana, correct.
Canadian, 600.
Whether it's silver or big leaf, Canada's national tree is this. Ryan.
What is the maple?
Yes.
Canadian, 800.
This rodent became a national symbol in 1975. Ryan.
What is the beaver?
Beaver, right.
Quotable Notables, 200.
Archimedes was referring to this simple machine when he said, "Give me where to stand, and I will move the earth." Ryan.
What is a lever?
Correct.
Quotable Notables, 600.
From this place, George Washington wrote, "His soldiers were unfit for duty because they were barefoot and otherwise naked." Ryan.
What is Valley Forge?
You got it.
Our Home, 200.
We like the pool, but now it's time for some bubbly in our J500, one of these that defines the hot tub experience. Darren.
What is a jacuzzi?
Correct. Less than a minute to go now.
Native Land, 1,000.
Nobel Peace Prize winner F.W. de Klerk. Monanita.
Where, South Africa?
Yes.
Our native land, 600.
The whiskey-wanting Greta Garbo. Ryan.
What is Sweden?
Good.
Native land, 800.
Painter with a pipe dream, René Magritte. Monanita.
Where is France?
No. Darren.
What is Belgium?
That's it.
Native land, 400.
President to some, not so much to others, Nicolas Maduro. Monanita.
Where is Venezuela?
Yeah.
Our home, 400.
We have this directional exposure. It's great for the solar panels, and Architectural Digest says it's best for bright light all day. Ryan.
What is Southern?
Yep, and now the last clue. Musician Ravi Shankar. Darren.
What is India?
You got it, and that takes you to 4,200. Monanita, you're out of the red. I'm glad to see that. You're going to go first in Double Jeopardy right after this. Monanita has been up and down in the first round. Let's see if she can keep things going up in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Ban That Book. We'll deal with accents, a game of clones, American history, good subject, the gender-free option, and finally, T-Birds, each correct response beginning with the letter T, and we're not talking about the driving kind of T-Bird. Monanita.
Let's go with Ban That Book for 400, please.
A book about George, who takes the new name Melissa, earned some bans, but also one of these Greek letter awards, also known as the Lammies. Monanita?
What is the Lambda Award?
Yes.
Ban That Book, 800.
This Stowe novel was banned in parts of the slave-holding South and in serf-holding Russia. Monanita?
What is Uncle Tom's Cabin?
You got it.
Let's go with Ban That Book, 1200.
Answer. Daily Double, you're on a bit of a roll. That's good. You can risk up to 2,000.
Let's go with a true Daily Double, please.
All right. Forget the love story. Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago was banned in the USSR until 1987 because of its portrayal of this commie faction.
Who are the Bolsheviks?
You got it. The 2800. Keep it going.
Keep going with the category. Ban that book, 1600.
Due to its alleged obscenity, in 1957, U.S. Customs seized 520 copies of this Allen Ginsberg poem printed in England. Ryan.
What is Howl?
Yeah.
Ban that book, 2000.
The 1722 novel Moll Flanders by this author has been taken off shelves for lewdness. Monanita.
Who is Deronda?
No. Yeah, it's disappointing, I know. Who is Daniel Defoe? Back to you, Ryan.
Accents 400.
A 2019 survey ranked this island nation as having the sexiest accent. Nearby Australia ranked fifth. Ryan.
What is New Zealand?
Good.
Accents 800.
In Latin America, this word of thanks is pronounced with a soft C. In most of Spain, the C is said as a TH. Darren.
What is gracias?
Yes.
American history, 16.
In 1868, the House of Representatives voted 126-47 to impeach this man. Darren.
Who's Johnson?
Andrew Johnson, yes.
American history, 1200.
Answer there, the other Daily Double in the round. And you trail Ryan by 1200.
5000.
Okay. Here's the clue. Woeful economic conditions helped reduce immigration from 4.2 million the decade before to less than 700,000 in this decade.
What is the 40s?
Oh, you were one decade off, the 1930s. You had to think of the Depression. So you're at 1600. There are no daily doubles left. Go.
American history, 2000.
In 1863, George McClellan's military career was over, but this General George was on hand to defeat Robert E. Lee at Gettysburg. Darren.
Who's Meade?
Meade is right.
Accents, 2000.
It's another word for an Irish accent. Darren.
What is a brogue?
Brogue, yes.
Accents, 1600.
Scouse, the accent for this port city on England's west coast, comes from lobscouse, a sailor's dish. Monanita.
What is Liverpool?
That's it.
Accents, 1200.
Ewan McGregor called the Midwest accent he used for this TV show, based on a movie, the hardest one he'd ever done. Ryan.
What is Fargo?
Right.
Gender-free option, 400.
One suggestion for this chess piece, deputy sovereign. Darren.
What is queen?
Yeah.
American history, 800.
In the 1760s, these two surveyors marked the boundary between Maryland and Pennsylvania. Darren?
Who are Lewis and Clark?
No. Ryan?
Who are Mason and Dixon?
You got them.
Gender-free option, 800.
We could call this parental computer component a primary circuit board. Ryan?
What is a motherboard?
That's it.
Gender-free option, 1200.
You can use this six-letter term rather than Latina or Latino. Ryan?
What is Latinx?
Yes.
Gender-free option, 1600.
How about synthetic or artificial instead of this hyphenated adjective? Monanita.
What is man-made?
Right.
Gender-free option, 2000.
To describe those who came before us, these bears are less patriarchal than these fathers. Darren.
What are forebears?
Right.
T-birds, 2000.
Scarlet is one species of this songbird, and that would be the scarlet tanager. Back to you, Darren.
T-bird, 16.
This swan is named for its low-pitched call. Ryan.
Was a trumpet swan? Trumpeter?
Trumpeter, that's it. Good for you.
T-birds, 1200.
This small duck shares its name with a bluish-green color. Monanita.
What is a teal duck?
Yes.
American history, 400.
Ensure domestic tranquility and secure the blessings of liberty are lines from this historic document. Ryan.
What is the Declaration of American Independence?
No. Darren.
What is the Constitution?
Yes.
Game of Clones, 2000.
Later featured in Game of Thrones, this veteran British actor starred as a clone-mad scientist in a 2008 BBC sitcom. And his name is Jonathan Pryce. Darren, back to you.
Clone, 16.
This author was able to revive the character Duncan Idaho when he introduced clones called Gola in Dune Messiah. Darren.
Who is Herbert?
Frank Herbert, yes.
Clones, 1200.
Sarah Helena and Cosima were but some of the clone club played by this actress on Orphan Black. Juananita.
Who is Tatiana Maslany?
Yes.
Game of Clones, 800.
This man returned to the Star Wars universe in animated form, voicing Mace Windu in the Clone Wars. Mona Lisa.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones 400.
Using clone DNA worked out just super duper in this 1993 film. Well, for its producers, not its characters. Darren.
What is Jurassic Park?
Right.
T-Birds 800.
In 1784, Ben Franklin panned the bald eagle as a U.S. national symbol, preferring this bird instead. Ryan.
What is the turkey?
Turkey, yes, and now the last clue. It's the tropical bird seen here. Ryan.
What is a toucan?
Toucan, yes. Taking you to 14,200, taking us into Final Jeopardy. Mona Nita, you're in good shape there at 7,200. Let's see what the category is. U.S. city. Sounds easy. Narrows it down. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
In this spooky Geico commercial, the mannequins are having one of these events, also made famous by Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geicoween. Visit Geico.com to see how much you could save.
It was shaky at the start, but all three players in good shape for Final Jeopardy. U.S. cities is what you're dealing with. This is the clue that leads you to the correct response. Named for the ore once mined there, this city, at an altitude of 10,152 feet, is home to the National Mining Hall of Fame and Museum. And you have 30 seconds to come up with it. Go ahead. Good luck. Anita, we come to you first. You had 7,200. That was a pretty good score. Did you come up with the correct response? Let's take a look. Red Rocks. No, sorry. That'll cost you 7,001. You drop down to 199. Let's come to our champion, Darren Firicano. 9,600 going into final. Will that total go up? Golden, Colorado. No. Good for beer. Not for this particular ore. You lose 4801 only. That takes you to 4799. Let's go to Ryan Bradley. He had 14,200 and he came up with Golden, Colorado. No, we're talking about Leadville. Leadville, they mined lead. And so you too will lose something. 5001. Not bad. You're going to wind up as the new champion with 9,199. And that means you get to play again tomorrow. Good game, players. Hope you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.